Binance's EU MiCA license bid reportedly faces rejection. Binance's application for an EU operating license under the Markets in Crypto Assets framework is reportedly heading for rejection, according to a Reuters report flagged by Cointelegraph on June 16, 2026. The development, if confirmed, would leave the largest crypto exchange by volume without a clear legal path to serve European customers under the bloc's unified rulebook. The timing matters. MiCA's transition window is closing, and exchanges that lack authorization in at least one EU member state face a hard cutoff on offering regulated services across the bloc. A rejection removes the simplest route Binance had to keep its European operations intact. The report, and what is still unconfirmed, the signal here is a single news report relayed through an official media account, not a published decision from a named regulator. Reuters described the application as facing rejection. The specific member state authority handling Binance's bid was not detailed in the post. Until a regulator publishes a formal decision or Binance responds, treat this as a credible report rather than a closed case. That distinction is worth holding on to. MiCA authorization is granted at the national level by a competent authority, such as a member state's financial regulator, then passported across the EU. A rejection in one jurisdiction does not automatically bar an application elsewhere, though it sends a strong signal to other regulators reviewing the same firm. Binance has spent 2 years rebuilding its compliance posture in Europe after earlier retreats from several national markets. A denial under MiCA would undercut that effort at the worst possible moment, with the EU's MiCA transition deadline bearing down on every exchange still operating without a license. The deadline turns a setback into a crisis. Under the transition rules, crypto asset service providers that were operating before MiCA took effect were given a grace period to secure authorization. Once that window shuts, continuing to serve EU users without a license is no longer a gray area. It becomes unauthorized activity. For most exchanges, a slow application is an inconvenience. For Binance, the combination of a reported rejection and a near-term deadline is closer to an existential question for its EU business. The company cannot simply wait for a second review cycle if the clock runs out first. European regulators have not been uniform in their pace. Poland's president has vetoed the country's MiCA implementation bill 3 times, leaving parts of the bloc with unfinished national frameworks even as the deadline approaches. That patchwork makes the licensing map harder to read, and it raises the stakes for any firm whose application stalls. The card and payments angle for EU users. Binance does not only run a trading venue in Europe. It issues a Binance-branded payment card and operates wallet and spending features that depend on its regulated standing in the region. If the exchange is forced to wind down EU services, those products are exposed alongside the core trading business. This is where counterparty risk becomes concrete for everyday users. Funds held with a custodial provider sit on that provider's balance sheet. When a custodial exchange faces a regulatory shutdown, balances can be frozen or made hard to access during the transition, even when the firm intends to make users whole. The FTX and Wirecard episodes are the reference points European regulators keep in mind, and they are part of why MiCA exists. For EU residents who rely on a single exchange for both trading and day-to-day spending, the practical takeaway is to know your alternatives before any forced wind-down. Cards built on self-custody, where you spend from a wallet you control rather than from an exchange's pooled balance, sidestep the specific risk of a provider losing its license and freezing access. Licensed EU issuers with standalone authorization are the other obvious fallback. Binance's position in the European market. Binance still commands the largest share of global spot volume, and Europe is a meaningful slice of its user base. A MiCA rejection would not end the company, but it would hand competitors a clear opening in one of crypto's most regulated and highest value markets. Exchanges that already hold MiCA authorization would be positioned to absorb users looking for a compliant home. The report also lands against a backdrop of Binance pushing into new product lines. The exchange recently saw over 80% of its first week stock trading volume come from emerging markets, a reminder that its growth is increasingly weighted outside the strictest regulatory zones. A European setback, would reinforce that tilt. Crypto markets were broadly soft on the day the report surfaced. Bitcoin traded near 65,984, down 0.6% over 24 hours as of June 16, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 24 in fear territory. The MyCA news did not trigger a sharp move, but it adds to the regulatory overhang that has kept sentiment cautious.